heard what Des Moines sounds like.
Star 102.5.
So what won't you buy secondhand? You know, we're always looking for a good deal. Used cars, Colleen, you said, was obviously one of the most popular ones.
Yeah.
A lot of us buy used homes.
Yeah, I'm reading this morning that, most homes are used, to some degree. Mm-hmm. I'm reading this morning, 9 out of 10 of us say we'll buy some stuff used.
Right.
So most of us will buy some stuff used.
Someone's keeping the garage sale business in business.
Right. Yeah. But where do you draw the line? What is it that you won't buy secondhand or used?
And you said maybe, especially at a garage sale, you don't think you could look someone in the eye and be like, one bra, please.
Yeah, I don't think I could sit there and pay another woman for her bra.
Right.
But because at the same time, I said maybe if I were at a nice secondhand store and I found a nice bra. I mean, bras are expensive.
Yes.
You can spend $50, $60 on a nice bra.
Right.
Okay. 280-1025.
Good morning.
I would not buy a mattress.
You wouldn't buy a mattress used. All right. Now, why not? What's the holdup on the mattress?
You don't know what's been on it or if it has bed bugs or...
Right. No, I'm with you on the mattress. I couldn't do a mattress secondhand either.
I mean, everybody's body sweat.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Wonder if you had to choose between used mattress or used bra, what would you pick?
Oh. That's a tough question because I probably wouldn't do both. I wouldn't do either one.
All right.
So you'd have to spend some time on that.
She's going with no mattress and no bra. She is hitting the town tonight.
Yep.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Yep. Bye.
Ken, Colleen, and Kirk, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what were you draw the line at for secondhand-wise?
I'd buy everything used except sex toys. Those got to be new.
Those got to be new. Sure. I wonder if they had come from a loving relationship, though. A good home.
No. Here's always been my question about the adult toys.
Yeah.
Do you take them from partner to partner? Like
good question.
If it's just...
I guess that would depend on the other partner.
Okay. Because if you just have your armoire full of...
you're keeping your toys in a fancy armoire.
In a fancy armoire.
Clive is different.
Yes. You've got your case. Those things are expensive.
Sure.
And so
that
would be my question is, can you bring those from partner to partner?
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I'm with you on definitely I'm not buying any of that business used. It could, to Kurt's point, it could have bad juju.
It could.
There you go.
That's all you're hoping
there
for.
There you go.
Thanks for calling.
What a Central Iowa morning sounds like. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.